Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, it is the levels of lying at this point have the sins have just piled up to heaven. Let's just put it this way. Let's look at some news stories together. I figured you'd like to tag along with me as I check through the news. I've had this picture of this bill, 6666, up on my site for over a week. Probably, whenever I got it. Sometime early last week or before that. I can't remember because there's so many things going on. I'm accomplishing so many things. I can't keep everything recorded in my brain. But the first headline says, the TRACE Act, House Resolution 6666, is a $100 billion plan to track your every move. Now, again, this goes along with the theme of spending us into oblivion. One of the things that Lenin and Trotsky and those people said was that you can destroy a country by putting it into so much debt. And this is exactly what all the, it doesn't matter if it's Republican, it doesn't matter if it's Democrat. They all are on the same team. They want to put us under the table. Let's just put it that way. They want to kill us. When I tell you that this federal government is a liability to the country, I wonder how many of you, I believe probably all of you know that already. It's just incredible to think that these people, they even have the audacity of calling it 6666. I mean, why didn't they just call it 666? Maybe they already have one of those. who knows, right? It's remarkable. These are demons in shoe leather. They obviously want to kill us all. They obviously have done no good for us whatsoever. If you call, I didn't get any $1,200 check, but maybe you did. If you call that doing good to you, all it means is they put the country into further debt. Even though this debt is a fake thing, this national debt is not real and could be taken away with a stroke of a pen because of its illegality. It is definitely one-sided, illegal, egregious, atrocious. Nobody would do this to anybody except for the Jews would do this. And that's what happened. And so, as if it isn't bad enough that the Jews own more than half the world's wealth, they're trying to steal and put our countries under in complete debt. So here's another $100 billion plan, and then you've got a $3 trillion plan that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats came up with to help you. Help you. Yeah. Meanwhile, one of the biggest purposes of this thing is to put us further into debt. It's an excuse to just completely, it's like there's a competition out there. Obama did his best to do it. Bush did it too. And the excuse for him was the war. Obama did it. He spent more in his first 4 years than all previous administrations put together. Now, of course, Mr. T-Rump would like to beat that. And I believe probably already has. I haven't seen anything about it, but I mean, $3 trillion here, another $100 billion here. And you know what I'm saying? And there's an excuse. You can't blame Mr. T-Rump for it. It's the virus. Sure it is. Sure it is. Tell me, do you know anything good that this government has done for the American people in the last 100 years? Can you think of anything? Besides saying they gave you a $1,200 check, which was put on your tab, you didn't get anything. Tell me, what have they done for us? Put us to war. They've encroached on our rights, try to take our guns away, try to take our free speech away. What good have they done? Seriously, it's like the Jews. I always say this, and nobody can ever say, well, this is the good thing, what good thing have the Jews ever done for any of us, white people? The answer is nothing. And that's exactly what this government is. It's just an extension of the Jews. It's run by the Jews. All the Congress is a building that looks like a building. It's a government that looks like a government. And it's run by the Federal Reserve, Jews. Doesn't matter who is the head of the Federal Reserve. I don't know if there's a Jew in head at this point. The game, you know, they're playing the game with all these different things. You know, the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury was closed. It was put in an office. Now, all of a sudden, the U.S. Treasury is alive again. But it's only because they were caught in the scam. Let me put it this way. Am I happy that the U.S. government is a liability to the American people? No. If only it really did want to protect us. If only it did really serve us. It doesn't serve us. They believe we. I was listening to a fellow named Robert Clarkson. He has passed away, but he was a tax expert and beat the IRS over and over and over and over again. And he said he talked to congressmen because he was able to do that with the things that he did. And he asked them about things. And he said that they believe that everything, every money you make, every bit of money you make, everything that you own is theirs. That's what he said. These congressmen think we are their slaves. They think that all we own is theirs. I'm just letting that sink in a little bit. So another move to put us in deeper and deeper into debt, and watch in the news, because you'll see this over and over and over again. Just try to name me one good thing that this federal government has done for us. Things I could mention are the FDA. Are they doing any good for us? And all these different things. When Katrina happened, was the government capable? No. No. The government is inept. The state governments should not allow the federal government to give it any money so that it wouldn't be beholden to it. Gift in German means poison. And this is a poison. It's a treasonous act of the Jew, so that once the states are beholden to the federal government, then they must be in collusion to break the law. I talked about how they garnish people's wages, which is against the law. It's against the law for you to work and work hard and have somebody, before you even get your check, steal a third of it and give it to federal entities. Now, the companies know that, but they play along with them. This is something I'm talking about that is important for you to understand. They know it's illegal too. But you see, in playing along with them, it's just like the federal government and the state government playing along with them. They become beholden to them. You see? Or else you won't get any more money. France. Children are forced to play away from each other in isolated areas marked with chalk. Lines are being drawn in this world, ladies and gentlemen. Lines of good and evil. Lines that they want to see how many lines they can draw and see if you'll stand behind the line. I don't do that. When I'm in the supermarket and I see some, I just go whichever way I go. I don't follow any arrows. I don't stand behind any lines. I might have here or there or something, like at the post office, because that's where I stood anyway. But that's a bunch of BS. I'm not going to do it. And I'm somebody that likes to obey the law, especially the Father's laws, the best I can. I'm not perfect. I don't know anybody that is, except Yeshua himself, the Father himself. So we just do the best we possibly can. Hoax crossover. CNN fake news brings Greta Thunberg on for coronavirus town hall. Like as if this girl, this little girl, is an expert on things. It's such a fake game. But back to drawing lines, they want to draw all kinds of lines. And if you haven't got the guts to cross over those lines, they know that they've got you in control. They draw a line in other ways. You have to wear a mask. If you don't wear the mask, you've crossed over the line. You understand? So, the UK employers warn there'll be fewer jobs once they have to start paying workers again. You know, is this amazing or what? Geez, I wonder who these employers are. Sweden, government reverses decision allowing teenagers to mutilate their genitals. L.A. mayor says city will not lift lockdown entirely until there's a cure. You see, they're trying to set everybody up over the vaccination is a line, by the way. They're drawing lines. And they want to see if we will obey staying behind those lines and adhere to those lines. I mean, I've seen some really weirdo people on YouTube. They will follow anything the government tells them. If they were told, you go kill Whitey, the cops will do that too. The cops and our military, white people, if they said, we want you to kill all the white people in the country, they'll do it. Absolutely, they'll do it. I'm sure that'll come soon, too, as if it hasn't already. Armed joggers marched through white neighborhood where jogger was shot. California extends stay-at-home order through the end of July. Jew killed with a rock while annexing Palestine as they scurry to prepare for coming Antichrist. Oh, what a world we're living in, boy. New transcript from Foreign by Israel, that's FBI spy, shows George Papadopoulos, that's a weird name to try to say. He said that all Israelis are spies and should be executed. Well, that's the truth. You ever hear of the saying him? I've talked about this many times. I think I learned that from Tex Mars. The saying him are, you know, they're Jews that are in your workplace, you know, or they're the Sayanim are anybody that will protect and help Israel by reporting on people. There's another thing that's going on right now. They're trying to turn everybody into cowardly tattletales. They're trying to turn everybody into, you know, a Sayanim. Here's the saying that you would see in the workplace. I remember seeing this. Hear something, say something. See? In other words, everybody's to report on your neighbor. while they tell you how evil Hitler was. It's amazing, isn't it? Swedish, listen to this headline. Swedish Kurd charged with murdering Swedish girlfriend and chopping her body into pieces. These people belong in our society, don't they? I was just talking about this. If you didn't hear this week's midweek news, you better hear it. I'm serious, you really got to hear it. Don't miss that. France, Afghan gentleman, kills white president of pro-immigration charity. Yes, there was a homosexual relationship with an Afghan and this fellow who looks like a French Jew. And I don't know, but his name is Jean Doucine. Now, it's funny because he's a pro-immigration fellow and he's having a sexual relationship with this Afghan, and the Afghan beat his head in with an iron as he was sleeping. Mexican gets life sentence for shooting white man to death with shotgun. Denver, black arrested for shooting white woman in alley. There's no nobody coming out and demonstrating about any of these killings. But yet they're talking about this jogger, this black jogger, who was, he had tools with him and work boots and all these things. And he was breaking into people's houses and stealing things and breaking into construction sites and like that. And they've got him on video and everything. He deserved to be killed. And nobody's saying anything about these deaths. Black charged with shooting white man in head outside his New Jersey home. UK, black teen gets 11 years for stabbing white man in the back and neck after a dispute. Nebraska, black thief opens fire on white cop, gets shot. Paris, Congolese chap arrested for raping 92-year-old woman in a nursing home. Can you even begin to imagine that somebody would let people like this be in our society? Now, let me ask you a question. The government wants to protect you with a vaccine, but they don't want to protect you from these vile creatures that are doing this all over the country. And these are only just the tip of the iceberg. There's much, much, much more than this going on every day. But the government doesn't want to protect you from that, do they? And they don't want to protect you from the chemtrails, do they? And they've got plenty of money for the chemtrails, don't they? And they don't want to protect your food and your jobs, do they? And protect industry in America, do they? But they do want you to wear your seatbelt, don't they? See how hypocritical this is? These people are killing every day. Every day there's a new list, and that's only just the tip of the iceberg. How come this protective government that loves all of us so much doesn't want to protect us from this harm? Because they never wanted to protect us in the first place. That's why. That's the answer. Am I anti-government? Not necessarily. If the government was doing what it should be doing and following the Constitution, or better yet, Yahweh's laws, I wouldn't have any problem with government. I don't have any problem with keeping order. But these people are deliberately not keeping order. They're deliberately doing everything they can to destroy every aspect of our lives. Spiritually, physically, mentally, in any way, financially. How can you think that they will come up with a vaccine to help you? How could you even entertain an idea? How stupid could the public be to entertain such an idea that this government, remember when I did the thing where they sent out tests and it had COVID-19 in the tests? And you're going to trust them to vaccinate you? I mean, think about it logically. This government is inept. It has proven itself to be worthless, a liability, corrupt, in chaos, divided, dilapidated, non-functioning, I mean, not able to do anything properly. Deliberately not able to do anything properly. And certainly they can't obey the Constitution that they swore an oath to. So they can't even, in other words, they can't even live up to their oath. If they can't live up to their oath, there's nothing else they can do. You know what I'm trying to say to you? In other words, if they don't do the little things, which the oath is a bigger thing, how could you trust them in anything? How could we? We can't. Let's go to the next news site. Ah, man. Pure common sense. Americans increasingly turning to drugs and alcohol. There you go. Who makes money when Americans turn to drugs and alcohol? No, not the Jew again. It couldn't be. No. The Jews have full control over the alcohol. And they're responsible for bringing in and running the drugs through the government, through country music, through all kinds of things. Through gangs. Who do you think makes the money there, the big money? Now, here's a filthy, dirty Jew, Howard Stern, and he calls on Trump to resign the office. Now, this filthy, dirty Jew, we don't care what he calls out for. We'd like him to be out of our country. He is scum, absolute scum. And I remember he used to have a white man on there that would say, oh, white people. See, he was mocking people that would stand up for their race and that believed in the white race. This creature, hopefully, he said he's a good man, by the way. He said he takes care of his children. And who are his children but filthy, dirty Jews? Yeah. So what else do we see? Pennsylvania governor calls reopen supporters cowards. Not sure where he gets that from, but... Venezuela arrests two Americans in military coup plot. See, here we are again, trying to intervene in countries and take over countries and help the takeover of countries and spread democracy throughout the world so that the Jew can have full control over everybody in the world. That's our military men. You know, the ones you call heroes. This rat-faced Jew, Howard Stern, the filthy, dirty Jew that he is. He wishes he was a white man, you know. He really does. But he's not a white man, and he never can be. Okay, let's see what else. Let me see. Next site. L.A. Mayor. Now, this is further news here. Now that L.A. mayor backpedals lockdown extensions after furious reaction. The mayor of Los Angeles on Tuesday quickly backpedaled from his top health director's extension of the stay-at-home order. You should see, I think it was the Pennsylvania health director, is a transvestite. It's a man, a Jewish man that, I mean, it couldn't be more obvious that he wants to be a blonde, of course. He wants to be an Anglo-Saxon woman. It's just totally laughable. These Jews are totally garbage. They really are. John Brennan, another Jew name, concealed high-quality intelligence that Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Sure they did. Sure they did. Nobody in the whole world would want to hear her for 4 to 8 years. No way. Armed militia helps reopen Michigan barbershop. Listen to this. This is another reason. Who makes the money here, ladies and gentlemen? U.S. grocery costs jump most in 46 years, led by rising prices for meat and eggs. See the ramifications? See all the purposes? Who? Qui bono? Who profits? FBI, foreign by Israel, reveals name of Saudi embassy official thought to have supported 9/11 hijackers. And yes, I saw this a day or two ago. They did it by accident. BlackRock begins buying junk bond ETFs for the Federal Reserve today. It's already at work for the Central Bank of Israel. BlackRock. Think of that name. Another word, Blackstein. Blackstone, you get it? BlackRock. They're working for the Federal Reserve. Listen to this one. Bars and restaurants allowed to reopen if they agree to snitch on customers. They want to create a world of snitches. A world of reporters. Report on your neighbor. Report on somebody if they've said something that you don't agree with. If you don't agree with it, then you should report it, you see. That's what they're trying to tell you. In other words, nobody can have their own opinion about things. If they have an opinion that is juxtaposed to the national opinion, then obviously they need to be reported. That's the atmosphere they're trying to create. Listen to this. Metalhead, quote-unquote, DARPA robot enlisted by police to enforce social distancing. Unbelievable. Okay, let's move on. Wisconsin Supreme Court rules safer at home extension order is overstep of authority. You think so? Biden among dozens of Obama administration officials who asked to unmask Flynn. JCPenney gives executives bonuses ahead of deadline for possible bankruptcy filing. Again, you see the theme there. And it's like I told you, the beasts of the field, including the Jews, they're included. They're not white people. They're not men. We bless them and they curse us. I've shown you this over and over and over and over again, right? Well, that's exactly what goes on with the government. Or the banks, like I said, we bless the banks. I mean, we don't want to do it. So, but there, we bail these banks out continually over and over and over again. Like I said, have you seen anybody say in America that you don't have to pay your mortgage for 3 to 6 months because of this? Or have you seen the credit card company say, we're not going to charge you any interest? Both of these things shouldn't charge any interest for 3 to 6 months. You don't have to make a payment while we're going through this hard time. We all need to work together and help each other. No, you don't see that at all, do you? That's because we bless them and they curse us back. See, there is, people don't realize that, you know, these blacks are brought into our country. They're given free everything. And what do? They kill us and rape us and steal off us. They do what the devil does, because I believe that their father is the devil as well. I believe they are the seed line of Cain as well. Their father walks the earth to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. Devour by robbing, killing, stealing, destroying, you see? And of course, that's what his children, the Jews, do. So you see that J.C. Penney wants to give executive bonuses, but the regular hoi polloi people that work there, who are really going to be in trouble when the thing goes belly up, they don't care about them. They're not going to give them anything. Probably not even a severance package. Think about it. Washington to remain under stay-at-home order for another 3 weeks, says mayor. And the mayor is a nigger, a nigress. Okay, what else do we see? Strong typhoon slams into pandemic-hit Philippines. Wait till you see the current pictures of Boris from the UK. He looks like he's aged about 30 years in the last month. Goats hit the streets of San Jose. Craziest thing to happen all quarantine. The goats hit the streets. No, those are a different kind of beast in the field. Those are the four-legged ones. Unbelievable. Okay, let's move along to the next one. Let's see what the gas prices are at. $26.05 for WTI crude, $30.12 a barrel for Brent crude. So if I had had money, and I was stupid enough, although I would have made money, is when oil was at its lowest, that's when you would have bought oil stocks. And when they bring it back up, all the way back up, you would have made a lot of money. And what I would have done if I even knew how to do anything like that or had the money, I would immediately withdraw it when at a certain point, and that would be the end. So, let's see what else we can find here. Listen to this. Jews experiment on children, fed hepatitis-infected feces, yet fabricate Nazi atrocities. Saul Krugman, M.D. Let's just take a look at that real quick. With some Jews, you don't need to do any further research or editing to show what they're like. The Wikipedia entry by itself is more than enough to understand their ethics. But we should say was more than enough. The 2014 text used here has been toned down a great deal by today's Wikipedia. The son of Russian Jewish immigrants, Saul Krugman, was born in the Bronx on April 7th, 1911. 9-11 right there. He began his undergraduate studies at Ohio State University in 1929. 9-11 again. And after taking time off following his junior year to earn money so he could complete his studies, graduated from the University of Richmond in 1934. Dr. Krugman began his medical studies in the Medical College of Virginia and later went on to pursue research at the New York University. Krugman was the first to distinguish hepatitis A from hepatitis B and made great strides in describing their different characteristics and behaviors. While examining blood samples from patients with hepatitis at New York University, Krugman discovered that heating blood containing hepatitis B would kill the virus while preserving antibody response when used as a vaccine. I can't read the whole thing to you, but obviously he did some very bad things. Testers inject retarded children with hepatitis. This man tested vaccines on babies by putting live poliovirus in their formula. These are the kind of people that live in our world. And they'll talk about Dr. Mengele all day long. And we found out that a lot of this talk about Dr. Mengele is not even true. Naturally. Justin Trudeau promotes abortion as a way to reduce newborn mortality rates. Now, how's that for doublespeak? Think about this for a minute. Justin Trudeau promotes abortion as a way to reduce newborn mortality rates. You see the doublespeak there? I mean, they must just sit there and think these things up. But I would assume a think tank thought that up and passed it along to him. The evil geniuses of America's totalitarian system. It's not totally total. Protesting with guns is only terrorism until you're black. Bill Gates bought 17 minutes on the fake BBC News for $2.1 million. By the way, Canada just sent him, I think it was $170 million to promote the world vaccine. Listen to this. SPLC, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center that tells everybody that the white people are the enemy of the country, now has $162 million stashed on offshore accounts. Listen to this. A third of U.S. renters didn't pay this month. The coming housing crisis will dwarf 2008. And, of course, who will benefit? The rich. Incredible. Pedophiles ecstatic as Twitter changes terms of service to permit artistic depictions of naked children. But they were worried. I still haven't got my Twitter account unlocked because I will not take my comment back. I told you my comment was the reason why they're giving Kaepernick or whatever his name is, Colin Kaepernick or whatever that filthy Jew Negro's name is, they give him attention because he's a Falasha Jew. He's half black, half Jew. And that was enough to lock my account. But they'll let pedophiles have artistic depictions of naked children. See? The world is testifying against itself. You can see that, right? Because remember, the Heavenly Father sees all this. So, everybody is testifying against themselves and making sure that their testimony will see them entering into the gates of hell. an increasing hell when the time comes. The bailouts are the ongoing destruction of the bottom 90%. That's us. Boston Tea Party was a plot by Jewish merchants to foment war for profit. No, they would never do that, would they? Would the Jews foment war for profit? That must be, this must be anti-Jewishism. Challenges of an interracial marriage. We're just too different. Bill Gates is investing $1 billion in satellites and 5G, which will track and analyze your every move. I hope you just heard that. Bill Gates is investing $1 billion in satellites and 5G, which will track and analyze your every move, our every move. It says you are in the article. French police powerless against migrants. Police union president says even small incident could spark unstoppable uprising. Israel won't survive without America, and America is weakening. There you go. All right, let's move on. Sterile mimicry. How cultural homosexuality destroys modern women. 70% of Russians have savings, while 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Russian entrepreneur raised $1.7 billion for liberating world cryptocurrency. The U.S. destroyed it. Listen to this headline. How powerful Jews made deal with UK to drag US into World War I in exchange for Palestine. 116,000 Americans died. See, we're so used to hearing mass amount of people dying that 116,000 Americans doesn't really shock the system too much, does it? Anatomy of fake news. U.S. government caught funding disinformation in foreign countries. Oh, listen to this. See, I don't trust Putin. I don't trust any of these politicians. Putin's call for a new world economy. West should join China, Russia, and abandon post-World War II Cold War financial order. Well, it's kind of like calling for a one-world currency. You see what I mean? Or a one-world. The Pope keeps calling for it, right? Now, this is a side-handed way of doing the same thing, in my view. Israeli historian discovers 6 million Holocaust figure was invented at Zionist conference in 1944. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, doesn't that just warm your heart? All right, let's check some other places. Losing our fears in war and plague. Three million workers file for unemployment in past week, bringing crisis total to 36 million. Three and six is nine. Teen girls versus trans athletes. Obamagate is not a conspiracy theory. pretending Joe Biden is fine. The Democrats are willing themselves blind to Biden's obvious flaws. See, they'll do anything to win the presidency. See what I mean? This federal government is, it's out of control, it's divided, it's conquered. Our democracy is over with. They only haven't been told that it's over with. New York Health Commissioner dismissed police request for masks. I don't give two rats' asses about your cops. Nice, huh? Imagine being a police officer in New York. They're committing suicide left and right. You wonder why? I don't give two rats' asses about your cops. The health commissioner dismissed the police request for masks. Unbelievable. FBI, foreign by Israel, serves warrant on Senator Richard Burr over pre-pandemic stock trades. Trump drained the swamp 2020. There's a sign here. Did he drain the swamp in 2016? Huh? When schools stop teaching standard English. Yeah, let's take a look at that real quick. Schools in many English-speaking countries have gradually given up teaching standard English. One could cite various supporting instances. In England, during the past decade, schools have stopped insisting that the TH be sounded the traditional way instead of as either a V sound or an F sound. So my mother and I think so are no longer corrected in speech of British youth. That's all I have to say. Britain is probably the biggest cucked country, and it's because of Freemasonry that there is. It is absolutely incredible. It really is. Really makes you sick to deal with all this stuff. Soldier hurt in suspected car ramming in Southern West Bank. Driver shot dead. Israelis arrived from Morocco after weeks of delay, said caused by diplomatic spat. 100-year-old Jewish war hero. Yeah, sure. Is first centenarian to make UK billionaire list. Black Jewish lives matter too. Black Jewish lives. But I thought they couldn't race mix. You see? Ethiopian Jewry. 14,000 Beta Israel wait Alaya in poverty-stricken country where millions are expected to contract the virus. Israel's silence is deafening. They want us all to have ultimate nigger. They want to make sure we have all kinds of niggers. I think I'll be praying that the Jews will get all kinds of niggers in their place. I want them to enjoy diversity and enjoy being killed every day. Like we're forced to. And I'd love these Israeli women to definitely have relations with them too. What the world needs is some more jiggers. I came up with that. Now, I know that there's a thing called the jigger boo, but when I thought of the word jigger, I thought of a new definition for it, and that is a Jewish nigger, a jigger. Now, I don't know if that was the original intention for that term anyway. I don't know, but that's the way I take it. A jigger is a nigger Jew, a falasha Jew. Israel set to swear in biggest government after longest political deadlock. Well, number one, it's not a country, and so I don't see how it can have a government. You know, Pompeo, it's funny that his name speaks what he is. He's a big balloon that's getting bigger and bigger, but not only is he a big balloon, but his head is big balloon. He's on the heavy-duty ego trip. And he just loves the Jews. And I mean, he'll do anything to lick their boots. Anything. The Jews are so confused that on their podiums, they have the menorah, but they've changed the menorah to a 9, and these only have 7. So you see how confused they are all the time, right? In Jerusalem, Pompeo says Iran is trying to foment terror during pandemic. But the Jews are bombing the Iranians. And in Syria, right? Pompeo, new government has right and obligation to decide if and how to annex. It has a right, he says. They have a right to steal people's land, is what he's saying. To steal more of people's land. They have a right. You see, that's what a Zionist believes. And that's what Yahweh is fully against. And so you see that Pompeo has placed himself in juxtaposition with the Heavenly Father. You see that? Visiting Israel, Pompeo calls for progress on Trump peace plan, assails Iran again, right? Again, now he's the new caller for war on Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran, right? He's the new McCain. McCain was paid to do that. Now McCain's supposedly dead. I don't believe he is. But that's the way it is. And of course, we must see the Holocaust here. Virus stops final goodbye for Holocaust survivor brothers who died weeks apart. What a shame. Two more dead Jews? I mean, doesn't that just break your heart? No. Police question 2 over threats against Attorney Jew General. He got some death threats. Imagine. Listen to this headline. It's very apropos. Israeli schools reopen, but fears and confusion keep many kids. Goats. Home. Very apropos, right? See, they know not to call their offspring children. They know what they are. They're kids. That's what they want you to call your children, or want us to call our children. Kids. But ours are children. Oh, listen to this. Dozens of Israeli leaders call for strengthening Israel's relationship with U.S. Jewry. There's a big divide between U.S. Jewry and it's a big game, it's a ploy, it's a plan, it's a play. It's an Hegelian dialectic. Bosnian Catholic cardinal to honor Nazi collaborators in memorial service. U.S. ambassador keeps away from Pompeo after experiencing respiratory symptoms. FBI, foreign by Israel, charges two in New York weapons sting following pro-Nazi online posts. When I see pro-Nazi online posts, I know it's a Jew behind that, you see? Because they're really, it's a bunch of crapola. U.S. veterans won't strike swastikas from graves of German POWs. Well, you might as well do that. You've done everything else to the Germans, haven't you, veterans? Swarms of dead, dying krill sweep up onto Elliott Beach. Yeah. Notice that krill rhymes with swill, and that's a Jewish beach. You dig? Oh, listen to this. Central Council of Jews in Germany launches Meet a Jew Project. Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't you like to meet a Jew? Oh, my God. You got this rabbi here dressed in black and white, and he's got a mask on with one of the boxes on his head. I forget what that's called, but you get it, the black box. UK should answer Israeli annexation with harsh economic sanctions, MPs say. They say it, but will they do it? New U.S. group seeks to ensure young Jewish donors keep giving to Jewish causes. Do you hear that? Now here they have the nine. Here in this picture they have the nine on the menorah. Emerging from lockdown, French Jews take stock of their enormous losses. Well, you'll just have to screw Whitey extra hard, won't you? They keep refreshing the page. American flags are not essential items. And it has a Nazi. So listen to this. After historic surge in 2019, the ADL, which is the Pro-Defecation League, says anti-Jewishism now spreading amid pandemic. Yes. In other words, they're both viruses, see? Yeah, sure they are. The Jew is the virus. Well, let's see. Anything else before we... Oh, yes. Jerry Stiller, the filthy, dirty Jew, was a mensch. He could act with the best of them, too. He sure could. But he's dead now, supposedly, and praise the Father for such things. Anyway, I believe in compromise, says hawkish pundit under the fire of opposing annexation. He believes in compromise. What does that tell you? Paul Manafort, released from prison due to virus concerns. All the Jews are being released. I don't know if Manafort is a Jew or not. Who knows? But lots of Jews. Oh, here we got another Holocaust. I want you to hear this one. 80 years ago, lethal Nazi T4 center began euthanizing Germans with disabilities. Anyway, I think that about says it. This has been a News Bites headline news scan report, and until next time, smarten up and don't look down.